Welcome to Brown AF, Brown, Ambitious, and Free. My name is Neha Wunava, your host for the transformation of a lifetime. So the explosive success that you want is not only attainable, but it's much less stressful on you. I'm going to give you the tips, tools, and get you into CEO thinking so that women and people of color just like you work smarter and get way ahead. This is legacy leadership, and it's unlike anything you've been taught before. So tune in and listen up. Let's go.
This week's episode of Brown AF. It is May. I cannot believe how fast the year is going. We are getting ready to wrap up and head into summer, which is so exciting. And we also have the first week starting right now of Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. And as a South Asian, as a brown person in America who has always been raised with a great deal of pride related to my heritage, our culture, as South Indians, being raised in the Midwest and being raised in America, we were really taught to revere our heritage, to revere our upbringing, as different and challenging as it was to be in a society where nobody looked like us. So you have to think about what it was like a couple decades ago when there were no Indian grocery stores, there were no restaurants for us, there were very, very few families like us. And all of that changed later. It wasn't until the late 90s when there was really the population and the cultural embracing that we see of yoga, of the world the way that it looks now, of our food. There were not restaurants and lots of prominent A-listers that were brown back then. So really proud to be South Asian, proud to be child of immigrants that were proud of our heritage and instilled so much in us. And today I want to talk a little more about that. I want to talk about what it's like to be brown, a brown executive, and how we can use some of our characteristics and some of our conditioning against ourselves. And I want to talk specifically today about confidence and how confidence comes from action. And so many of us get this wrong. So many of us have a very passive relationship with confidence. We don't take ownership of it. We don't really define what it is for us in our lives, how it shows up, how it doesn't show up, how it impacts our identity, what we think about ourselves, what we think about our capacity and our potential. And so I want to make it really clear, confidence comes from action taking. It does not come from waiting or being passive or everybody's favorite, this idea of planning. Confidence can come when you plan ahead, but we want to make sure that we're uncovering and understanding the energy and the motivation around the planning. If you are planning as a placeholder or as a pause to get more information, to get more gumption, to get more motivation, you are actually extending the amount of time between where you are now and what you want to have. You're lengthening that time and you're creating evidence, you're creating a reality, you're creating a life where things take a long time for you to attain or achieve what you want. And does that sound to you like something that builds confidence? Or if it takes a really long time to get something, does it mean that that might negatively impact confidence? So I want you to be really careful about waiting for the right time, creating gaps, lengthening the time between having what you want and making it happen right now. And we want to be really clear that confidence comes from both mental management and emotional management. So it's not one or the other. It's not something you're born with. It's not something that just you have it or you don't. It is something that you can increase as a skill. It's something that your lifestyle, conditioning, societal influences, how your parents reacted to you, how they spoke to you, their own level of thinking or blocks associated with confidence, confidence in culture, confidence in gender, confidence in societal norms will all impact your perceived level of confidence. And so what we really want to do is make it very clear that action, doing things that are on track and keep us on path for our goals, things you maybe haven't done before, a new skill that you have to acquire, and also things that you need to do. So it's maybe something you haven't done before, but you need to do it. You haven't done before and you want to do it. And sometimes you have done it and you think that that creates confidence, and sometimes it does, but more than not, it's how you're thinking about an activity. I can do it or I can't do it. I'm good at it or I'm not good at it. And things that you think you can do and you think that you're good at, you'll plow forward and do. And things that you don't, you will procrastinate, you will delay, you will lengthen that time horizon before wanting it and getting it. And what we want to do today is highlight that behavior, and we want to start to change it, shorten that cycle. And so on the other hand, I want to make sure that we talk about lack of confidence. Lack of confidence comes from not doing, and it really comes from lack of action. Because the longer you don't do something, the longer you're underscoring to yourself that you can't do it, because you're not even making the small moves between now and getting it done. And so I also want to make it clear that we're talking about precise, concentrated, deliberate action, intentional action that speeds up your path or puts you on the path where you're actually walking towards and creating progress towards a defined goal. So that's another thing that I see happening, is that we don't define the goal. How do we know we've achieved it? And this is step number one. We want to make sure that we know how to do this really, really well. Is this goal motivating to me? Is it energizing to me? Does it play into my strengths? Is this coming from lack, or me thinking I need to do it because everybody else is doing it, but it doesn't really fit with my mission, my vision, my skill set? Because that will make it 10 times harder. We want to also make sure that we're not just taking a lot of action, unintentional action, FOMO action. And we're not just being busy for busy sake, because we know as high achievers, as great students of life, of academia, of studies, being a great student has one set of skills, and being a great executive leader requires a different and unique set of skills. So having a full schedule, going from meeting to meeting, having packed evenings and weekends and every single day and vacations is a conditioned behavior for high achievers that create also the sense of busyness, but then delay and distance between what we want to achieve and where we are today. And so we don't want to be chasing some pseudo productivity. We want to be making sure that we are intentional and precise, and that the concentrated effort that we put into something really has that 5x, 10x payoff in synergy, in compounding results. And that means it is strategic, it is collected, it is focused, and it drives specific defined results. So that's step number two. And we also really want to think about the different phases where this is really applicable. So I'm thinking of one of my brilliant CEOs that came to me, and she was establishing her company. And she really wanted to make sure that the product, the research, the outcome of what they were launching was viable. And she knew that she had the technical experience in her field to do it, but what she was less certain about was how to structure the company, how to structure the leadership communication and the cadences. She knew she had to start building a team, but she didn't have the skills to do that. And not just any team, an A-grade, gold standard team. So that requires putting the right messaging out, the right networking to pull in and attract the right people. But then you also have to interview correctly, ask the right questions. You have to know what you're looking for, the values you're hiring into your company, and does your company and culture support them when they come on? So that onboarding process, and we worked through all of that, as well as the management aspect. Once you get them on board, are they having the authority? Do they take initiative? They know what to do to progress towards the defined goal. And is it taking weight and pressure off of you? Because you don't want to be building a structure, a company, a team where you're embedded into doing everything. That is not scalable. That's not sustainable. And it's not healthy for you. So that's the next thing we did. We made things very structured well so that she could have measurable results, know where the team stood, and she was also building out her relationship of authority and vision, but tied to doing the right things, tied to the operations. So she felt so much more confident in her skills because she was starting to really shed light on knowing what she needed to do, because you can't always know what you don't know when you're doing something you've never done before. So she wanted that expert guidance. She wanted also to establish herself as a leader and as a partner to other people that were previously in a different role where she was more junior and they were more senior. And she wanted to correct that as soon as possible. And that was such a strategic and smart move. And we also worked on an actionable daily plan for her so that she could move the needle on these specific things, as well as really set the vision and the strategy for her new team, for the guiding partners, and for the board. She had to show up in a certain way, guide the conversations and make decisions and really exemplify and embody that she had the confidence, the wherewithal, the planning, and the know-how to do it. So when we just sit and we plan and we don't tie that to goals, to tracking it measurably and to the right team, we shoot ourselves in the foot. So she really cleared all that up and put the structure in place, which was actionable and guided her and her thinking and her focus and energy every single day. And another person that I am thinking about is a client that came to me who was really performing at that executive level, but she was ready for that higher senior VP pre-CEO level. So that high level. And she was excellent and she was extraordinary, but she knew that she wanted the president level. And she had to get the preparation and the skills to show up with that executive presence, back up her communication with the right level of data and information and connectivity. It's not just about presenting or communicating. It is not just about data or analysis. It's about building the right relationships, the right partnerships and allies the right way. And this is a people skill that you can develop. And frankly, you must develop when you are building your confidence and building your ability to do things you have never done before, but you want to do. So she really wanted to tweak her interview skills and her executive presence, take it to that next level so that people felt that she would bring calm to chaos, that she could handle and manage any potential crisis that may come in the future. As the president of a company, that is something you would be required to do. So that skill to disarm the people around her and to know who she needed to call upon, that brain trust that would help her. And she wanted to make sure that she filled all of those gaps. And we did that. We were able to position her for the roles that were best suited to her, call them in, and prepare her for every type of interview. At this level, you will meet with the board of directors. You will meet with the other C-level executives, the CEO. Sometimes you're interviewing to be the CEO, and you have to have the polish, the stability, the confidence, and the wherewithal to knock it out of the park. You have to have the ability to stabilize yourself and hear any question that's coming to you and pause and recount how does your experience directly or even more than suit the question they're asking you. How can you answer it strategically so they know that you are the one, that you embody their values, that you match what they're looking for? That is confidence from action. That is not confidence from waiting, delaying, putting off, or hoping for perfection. Actually, all of those things will stop you from being able to quickly analyze in your brain the best suited answer and really come from a place of authority and expertise. That will actually block you. So we remove all of those barriers. We remove those behaviors and we have you operating at second nature for these roles and these positions way before you are interviewing for them. So you truly are the person that they want. You walk in, you hold yourself that way. And the way I like to think about this is kinetic leadership. You'll be hearing me speak more about this. I'll have another podcast episode on this, but this is about really actioning and actualizing being the person that you want to be, that you believe you are every single day so that you are embodying the skills and the belief system and the mindset to show up that way every day. And this also is incredibly important if you are certain that you have another move, that you are executive ready, but you want to make sure that you're showing up that way. You want to establish your visibility. You want to be able to speak up like a partner and a go-to person to the CEO or the president of your company, the executive team, the CFO. You want to make sure that you are really the point person that they trust. And that comes from knowing that you have what it takes, showing up as a partner, and telling them what they need to know, building those relationships. That takes action, confident action, not waiting, not hoping for approval, not hoping they notice you. It is making sure that you get noticed, that you can't be ignored. And that's what I do when I develop executive ready leaders, people that are ready for anything, that show up polished, that understand the value that they bring in their fresh perspective, in their fresh ideas, and they back it up with skill, the right data, the right numbers. And so I'm thinking about a client that came to me who wanted to really go from that SVP level and be that confidant in the inner circle to the CEO and president. And he wanted to be president one day. That was in his path. So we had to create a direct and clear path. At the time, he was not comfortable with public speaking. It was really getting to him. And he really wanted to make sure that he felt comfortable commanding a room. And for a lot of people, particularly brown executives and brown leaders, commanding a room when you are never in rooms where people look like you, when you spent your whole life walking into a room and stabilizing yourself emotionally, trying to figure out where you could sit, where you wouldn't get kicked out, where you would be welcomed, that takes a lot of effort. And that shows up even today as adults, as leaders. Every time you walk into a boardroom or a conference room, or when you have to speak publicly. So this is not something that you learn once and it goes away, or you have or you don't have. These are skills you have to practice regularly every single day to get better and better and better. And so we really mapped out the plan for him, what he needed to clean up in terms of his thinking, how he viewed himself, the skills he had, the skills he needed to amplify and develop to be that president level confidant. And what we decided to do was really have him practice inside and out in personal opportunities, in professional opportunities to build that speaking skill. And then he was able to really tighten up his systems and his team right where he was. And he was able to really have the experience through confident action about making tweaks to deliver this high-end product better and faster to the most demanding client and make it more and more profitable. And then he was able to look at the market and see an opportunity for his company that they had not optimized. And because he had optimized the internal process with his team, the internal metrics and the profitability within his own team, he was then able to call up the CEO, make the pitch, and roll it out across the entire organization, which increased the profitability. And he did this even with a really belligerent colleague in another department who was making his life a living hell. But he was able to work around that scenario and really come up with a new product pitch and implementation that benefited the bottom line of the company. Now he's made himself indispensable at the top level. He was able to receive a 30% raise equity in the company, as well as operating now as the de facto president of the company. And so when you start to take confident action right now, not later, not waiting for a different skill, not waiting for somebody to anoint you or tell you that you're ready, when you shift into that higher level of embodied confidence through action, you change everything for yourself. You change, first and foremost, your self-perception, your own identity. That will now change every action you take every hour. So at the end of 40 hours, let's say at a minimum, I like you to build this out on a 25-hour framework. If you want to learn more about that, reach out to me right now. But what you do is now you have 25 opportunities, 40 opportunities a week to take confident action. This just absolutely catapults and elevates and escalates your skill level precisely to where you need. Because for everybody, we do a quick assessment and we determine what's necessary for you. What do you need? Where do you hold yourself back? What are your internal barriers? What are the messages that you internalize that don't serve you, that aren't useful anymore? We excavate, we uncover, and then we radically remove and change those. We improve those. And we do this within 12 short weeks because we change, we implement, we learn, we implement. You get a new tool, a new skill, a new framework, you implement. So every week it compounds, it gets faster and faster. You elevate so quickly. Another one of my clients was able to get 2 rounds of equity in her company by radically changing the internal process of her team, the delivery, the throughput, putting up boundaries against her boss who was constantly interrupting, the ability for her team to deliver to extremely demanding, high caliber, high net worth clients. And once she set up boundaries on that relationship, when she spoke to him like a partner, she increased her influence. She increased her skill set. She increased her confidence. At first, when you're speaking, you're going to feel your face get really warm and the butterflies in your stomach. That does not mean you stop. It doesn't mean you're not ready. It doesn't mean you're not suited. It means you're human, having a human physiological reaction. And what we do in this work is we connect yourself as a human to who you want to be using your strengths and your skill set. And we work through the anxiety or any fear or any thoughts that stop you. It doesn't mean it's real. It doesn't mean you should stop. It means you have a human body acting in a human way. And once you regulate that and you understand it, you remove the internal lid, the internal block, and you attain your vision with the best team, with the best company, knowing what metrics to monitor, and you make it easier on yourself. And that is where true confidence comes from. It's from taking essential, critical, high quality action hour by hour, every single day, elevating your skills, backing up what you have to say the right way, and knowing that you are the one to do this. And so it is about being really brilliant and moving away from that proving energy, moving away from externalizing our approval and validation and waiting to be told what to do. As brown people, as former students, right? That worked for us then. It doesn't work for us in industry, in enterprise, in companies. We don't want to be taking that student mentality, that junior mentality, that perfection, and letting it stop us from progress. We want to take our brilliance, our brain, our capacity, and blow the lid off of it. And that requires new skills and new action, which creates confidence, 10x confidence, confidence like you never had before. And you have to go through the emotional body response, the negative emotions, and not let it stop you. You have to go through the learning curve. It's a process. And you go through it and you gain the internal and the external skills. You have to go through hearing no, making a pitch, getting rejected, going to your boss, going to the CEO, getting rejected, and not stopping, but iterating, making it better. And it is never about perfection, everybody. It is about progress. And my dad taught me that. My dad had a very illustrious career in corporate America, Procter & Gamble. And we talked about this ad nauseum. We talked about the political strife, about being brown in America. We talked about leadership and skills. And I watched him go every weekend to the bookstore, to the libraries, and just shoot the lid off of his capacity, off of his knowledge and skill set. And he would pitch things and he would create networking systems. He connected international networking systems before people even knew what video conferencing ever was. He had the internet in our living room before people even knew what it was. He was that brilliant, and he tied it to his own execution and his skills. And he made a name for himself and his brilliance and his intelligence when it was really difficult to do so. He was a graduate of IIT Bombay. I'm so proud of that. He studied in America and he positioned himself. He taught me everything I know, in addition to my mom, who taught me how to balance that level of skill with connection, with people, with relationships, and how to balance brilliance with people to make things happen. And I want to make sure that you set exciting goals the right way and set up your confidence to match that. And your goals, they should be exhilarating and energizing. We don't want to get stuck in a plateau and stuck in inertia. We want a goal to be so unifying and so energizing and a stretch, but tied to reality, tied to progress and something that we need to get done hour by hour by hour. And if you're not, then eliminate those things. And then when you do that and you filter all of your decisions for the right type of action, you accelerate your progress. You accelerate your skill and your confidence. And you take daily action. Remove the things that don't work. Add the things that get you there, even if they are scary. And then delegate to a team that has competencies you don't have. But don't sit there and drag it out. Don't sit there and do it all yourself. Don't do it in isolation. Get the skills you need. And if you need help getting the assessment, working through this, come to me, send me a message, and let's do this. Because we want to make sure that you have the complementary team, the right A-level players, the SOPs to get things done. You don't want to stay stuck. You want to make it happen and be the one that accelerates and catalyzes that. And then finally, you want to have the right numbers and track them well. This will help you stay on track, know what to eliminate. It will help you have the right conversations and provide candid feedback when you need to do it. It'll help you elevate accountability so things get done. And when they don't get done, you know exactly why, you course correct, or you let people go. You become the executive who can handle anything, do anything, face anything. You have a strategic plan with the team and the proper all hands meetings and meeting cadences and conversations to get things unblocked, unlocked, and moving forward. You stabilize the system first, you strengthen it, and then you skyrocket and you scale. If you want to learn how to do this and have somebody that does this every single day, hour for hour for hour, helping you, walking you through this, walking you through your team, reach out to me. Let's see what you need. Let's see if we're a good fit and let's get started. And until then, remember, confidence comes from action. It's not passive. It's not limited. It is a skill. You can grow it. And as a CEO, as a C-level leader, as an executive ready leader, it is something that you have to have in your arsenal and you have to embody to blast through barriers, to blast through productivity lulls, market conditions that are negative, or anything you might face. You don't want to stay stuck. You want to never get caught in pure inertia. You want to be a kinetic leader and have the tools to back it all up. Have the systems as well. Until next week, go out there, be brown AF, be really, really active in your confidence. Lift it up, build it up, and I will be here to support you every step of the way. See you next week.
Thank you for joining us and listening to our podcast. We invite everybody who believes in inclusive success to join the mission here at Brown, Ambitious, and Free. This is for you to be more of who you are and succeed with simple tools and unlearn things that don't support your success. Please subscribe and share this podcast with other supporters and ambitious change makers and visionaries who want to be a part of this important movement to change the face of leadership and wild success. Check out our website to learn all the different ways to connect with me and work with me. You can work with me as a private coaching client one-on-one by booking a consultation call at www.nehacoaching.com. That's N like Nancy, I India, H Harry, A Apple, coaching.com. I also work with leadership teams and organizations to supercharge the leadership and execution and build a culture of success. Send us a message and book a call. Finally, would you like me to speak at your organization or association? That's easy to do. Reach out to us and schedule a masterclass or workshop. Come back every week for important discussions that will revolutionize the way you think, create, and perform to get greater and greater success. I will show you how to use a proven methodology that takes out the guesswork and adds to your success. Join us here each week and spread the message. We will see you soon.